Praise the Lord. This is Jocelyn Richard with the Praise Dance Life. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm excited, and happy and delighted to present to you and introduce to you a very dear friend of mine and an awesome woman of God who I've just been watching and getting to know in a great way and admiring, because she has been able, from the direction of the Lord, to fuse worship dance, praise dance, with fitness. Her fitness ministry is available through DVDs and books and even online live streaming workouts in the presence of the Lord. But what I love about what she's doing is different from other fitness programs and Christian fitness programs that you see. She does not compromise. She doesn't use wayward music and wayward movements. She stays different, holy in the Word, but we still get a good workout. We still get rejuvenated and on our way to being better and more healthy. And she's going to be talking with us in a moment, and you're going to hear her say over and over again, praise dance is not a spectator's sport. It's not a spectator's activity. We're supposed to get in there and get involved with it. Her name is Marcia Haynes Cody, and she is the founder of Temple Under Construction Ministries and the director of Highest Praise Dance Fitness. She is currently a member of Living Word Christian Center, where Dr. Bill Winston is pastor, in the great city of Chicago in the great state of Illinois. Marcia is a seasoned registered nurse, motivational speaker, author, licensed Zumba instructor, and certified group fitness instructor. She knows her stuff, and she has studied to show herself approved with getting the qualifications that she needs to impact us with Praise Dance Fitness. Marcia has produced and hosted 2 8-week television miniseries and a public service announcements for television and radio and a gospel workout DVD. Her body is a temple. She is also has spoken at many women's retreats and conferences. Her first book, Be Healthy, A Christian Alternative to Weight Loss Diets, is a devotional journal that she's used to personally go from size 22 to 16 without dieting. Her children's book, The Three Little Kids Meet Wally Wolf, Healthy Choices Are Consequences, shows children and their parents some of the consequences of poor eating habits and lack of physical activity. The battle of the bulge, she says, is not yours, it's the Lord's. Well, thank you, Madam Cody. How are you doing, my sister?
Awesome. Thank you, Jocelyn. When you were reading all that, I was thinking, is she talking about me?
You said but, to yourself,
you know, it sounds really fantastic. Plus, you have so much excitement in your voice. You're getting me excited about my own ministry.
Well, I've watched you teach your workout, you know, on the video and the live streaming. You are energetic. You are excited. So I knew that when it was time to interview you, I better bring on my game face, you know.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it, sis. And you have been an inspiration to me, too, because I love the Praise Dance Life and your ministry. So, you know, you've been my mentor as well.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we want to hear about Highest Praise Fitness, and let me just tell everybody before we go on where they can connect with Highest Praise Fitness at the www.highestpraisedancefitness.com. They can reach you there, and you'll tell us more about the other places to connect. But what is Highest Praise Dance Fitness? What is that?
Well, it's a faith-based organization, but our mission is to end obesity in the church. So we're focusing on getting people off the pews and praising God with dancing. Like you said, praise dancing was not intended by God to be a spectator sport. You know, he said praise him with dancing, not watch somebody else praise him with dancing. You know, so I think that when we really think about praise, it's something that comes from within you and something that you can express. And it's not just to watch somebody else praising. It's to be part of it.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
That's what we're praising God with, the dancing, with classes, and like you said, DVD. And we're actually going to be starting instructor training classes soon.
Well, I'm looking forward to when you launch that and being a part of that. But what results have you seen from your program?
Well, you know, since I started this project, I personally lost 6 inches in the first 6 weeks of developing this. This is really a gut-busting workout. When you watch praise dancing, you don't really realize what goes into that. And with all the reaching and bending and turning, you're really working that core. So what I say is you're working your core without getting on the floor.
See that, and I admire, like even when you, and I never even thought of this, because you lift your hands, but you use weights on your wrists. So we're not just lifting our hands and praising the Lord, but at the same time, we're working those arms and that arm muscles. I love that.
Yeah, the weight. Actually, when I first started, I was holding little dumbbells, and it was sort of restrictive. And so I got the wrist weights, and that really adds tension to your workout. It really helps a lot, even though it might not look like you're doing that much. But when you have those wrist weights on, you can really feel the difference.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. When are your classes? Tell us, when are your classes?
Well, we're streaming live on Ustream.tv on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 a.m. It's just a little 30-minute workout. On Sundays, we have our classes here in Chicago. If you happen to be in the Chicago area, at the we're meeting at the South Shore Cultural Center, which is on 71st Street in Yates, on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock. And I'm streaming those live, too. So you can watch those live, too.
Well, you have everything covered. We can come and receive this workout and praise the Lord at the same time in person with you coaching us and facilitating, and also on the Internet, anywhere in the world. So tell us again your website and where we can get access to the streaming live workout.
Okay, the website is www.highestpraisedancefitness.com. And you can come to that website, and there's a form on there where you could join our email list, and we can send you our weight control tips of the week, and we can keep you posted on different classes that we're going to be having. You could also follow me on Facebook at Highest Praise Dance Fitness, or on Twitter at HP Dance Fitness.
Well, one of the things that I really love that you have initiated and started with your Praise Dance Fitness streaming is you do it first thing in the morning. So really, you know, it suggests that that's the best time for us to do our workout and the best time for us to pray and worship, so we start the day off right and we don't have to worry about fitting it in later when we're tired or, you know, just life happens. So I really enjoy that. And you use praise music and worship music. So we're working out, we're worshiping, and we're doing it all together, and that's wonderful. Do you have praise dance experience yourself? Have you ever been a praise dancer or experienced in praise dance ministry?
Actually, I have. And when I was in high school, and I won't tell you what year, we had a gospel choir, and we had what we called them gospel dancers back then, and we danced with the choir. and we choreographed songs, and we did that, and I did that for years. And I've also a trained dancer before that in ballet and jazz, so I've been a dancer all my life. And so really what piqued me to do praise dance fitness was that I was teaching Zumba, and the music was just sort of vexing my spirit, some of the innuendos in the music and some of the gyrations. And so I just, you know, well, the Holy Spirit probably told me, you know, you can do praise dance like that. You can work out a choreographed praise dance routine. So that's where that came from. So to answer your question, yes, I've been praise dancing for a few years, and been doing praise dance fitness now for a little less than a year.
Well, I can certainly tell because you, the way you carry yourself so gracefully, and when you move your hands and your arms, and definitely I know the Holy Spirit gives you the choreography, but it's also, I can tell that you're not a novice. I mean, just how you're able to be so creative and or incorporating the flags and the streamers, and you know, it's really exciting to see, and very dynamic, engaging. You won't get bored. We don't get bored with that, so that's exceptional. What ages are you targeting in your praise dance fitness, your classes that you have live there in Chicago, and also the ones that we can stream live on the internet? What ages are you targeting?
Well, I'm targeting basically adults, but I'm really trying to get the children to join in because children love to dance too, and they need to be more active too. So I'm inviting the parents and bringing their children along. And so it really is from age 5 to 75. Just come on.
Wow.
So I teach at high and low impact. So no matter what fitness level you're on, you can join in and do this. You don't need any dance experience. You just come on in and just join right in.
Wow, awesome. Family fitness, the family that prays together stays together, the family that worships together stays together, and the family that works out together stays together. Excellent. Wonderful. Now, what makes Highest Praise Fitness different from other dance fitness programs? What you tell me. I know I said some things earlier, but I want to hear you, the developer of this wonderful program. You tell me the difference.
Well, the biggest difference is that you're actually praising God. So you'd be surprised at how much power that adds to what you're doing, because by praising God, you're inviting Him into the room. And I just believe that He adds His supernatural power to your workout. So it's a big difference when you're just doing, for instance, like Zumba. You know, it's fun, it's all that, but you don't have that spiritual component that's actually bringing you closer to God. And it's not only working your physical man, but it's actually feeding your spiritual man as well.
Excellent. I love that. And to me, that is so important, you know. And that's biblical, too. Whatever we do in word and deed should be unto the Lord. Even taking care of our physical body and keeping in shape and losing weight, all of that should be it, too. Now, what on the horizon, what's happening next for Highest Praise Fitness?
Well, I sort of gave a sneak preview of it. We're going to be teaching instructors. Because I want this to be in every church in the world. I want the Christians to get off the bench and start dancing. So I'm going to be teaching instructors so that they can take it into their own churches. And they can bring the praise dance fitness life into the congregation. So that's what's the big thing going on.
Excellent. Wow. Praise God. I look forward to seeing all that unfold and take place and being a part of that. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, tell us again before we go your website, where we can reach you and your outlets and everything.
Okay. I'm at www.highestpraisedancefitness.com, And there's a web form on there where you can join onto our email list so we can send you all the information. You can also follow us on Twitter at HP Dance Fitness, or on Facebook, you can like our Facebook page at Highest Praise Dance Fitness, and you can follow us on Ustream. If you follow us on Ustream, you can watch the whole, I mean, all of our archives of videos, and you can work out with us anytime on Ustream.tv at Highest Praise Dance Fitness. So we have a lot. It's Highest Praise Dance Fitness live, I think, on Ustream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. That's great. So we look forward to seeing everyone listening in with Madam Marcia Cody on first thing Tuesday morning and the first thing Thursday morning. And thank you so much for your time and everything that you're doing for the kingdom and getting us off the pew and making sure we know that dance, praise dance, is not a spectator sport.
Amen. Thank you, Jocelyn, for the opportunity.
Sure thing. Well, God bless you, and we will stay in tune with each other and stay connected. And remember that this is not a monologue. This is a dialogue. So talk back to me. Tell me what you think. Have some questions for Marcia or me. We'll be glad to make contact with you. And remember to enjoy the praise dance life.